Okay.
Hi, AJ. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here in the area. How are you? I'm sorry, you cut off for a second.
Oh, sorry. I'm good. How about you guys?
You know, I am good as well. It's a Wednesday. It's another day closer
right.
to Friday. Yes,
right.
Exactly. I'm expecting to have a nice, relaxing weekend, so I am excited about that.
Nice.
So
right now I'm like in the finishing process of college, so like I got like a little bit more till October. So once that's over, I'll be able to get out of this Gary V mode that I'm in, where every day is Friday to me. So like I don't have no days to look. I don't have no days to look forward to because there's so much stuff to do.
Oh no.
But hey, well, I totally get that. As soon as my weekends are available, then I'll be back to normal days.
Well, it's pretty impressive. I mean, you're doing college and a business, right? So that's kind of cool. I mean, I know that you're a little bit newer in business. What made you do both at the same time?
Well, I mean, that's how I actually got started in the business, like almost a whole year ago. Well, I was just trying to change my life and got out of the warehouse business and got into college. While I was in college, I got a job doing HVAC, and I just liked doing it so much and got into it so much. And my first job didn't work out; they kind of just let me go. So it was kind of like, you know what, I can do this with or without you thing. So here I am now.
Yeah. You know, my brother-in-law, he had a kind of a little bit of a rough upbringing. Everybody thought that he was going to end up in prison, and. Mm-hmm. He actually ended up turning his life around, and now he went to school. He's doing HVAC now, and everyone's super proud of him. And it's a great industry to get into because you definitely can make a lot of money in it. So congrats on that. Congrats. Yes, and since you are a newer business, I mean, what do you currently do for marketing? How do you get new clients?
I mean, I was just saying that. Up until now, it's been nothing but word of mouth. But been having some customers who've been, you know, they want a little more social media and website and that. So that's why I've been kind of looking around.
Okay. Well,
trying
we can definitely
out that aspect.
We can definitely help you out on that end. So the way that we work is with exclusive listings. So as soon as we start working with you, we do close out the category. So we don't work with your competitors. There's no sharing of leads or anything along those lines. So these are calls that go directly to you. Now, the way that we do that is with first page placement on Google. Are you somewhat familiar with that term?
I just know Google.
Everybody knows Google.
Yeah.
Everybody uses Google. I know I use Google all the time. Let me kind of briefly tell you how it works. So you get about 15 keywords. So these are going to be of services that you offer. So HVAC would be one, heating, air conditioning repair, heating repair. So when somebody searches one of these keywords on Google, it doesn't even have to be your company name, just a keyword. Your business is going to pop up on the first page of Google right there where that local map section is. Do you know what area I'm talking about on Google?
No.
It's like when you look up a restaurant or a service, that map pops up. And then on the side of that is all the businesses
in
your area. Yeah.
That's
okay,
the first
so
one
that's
pop up.
Exactly. That's exactly where we're going to put you on is that first page on the local map section. And then we also cover all bases with Yahoo, Bing, Amazon Alexa, as well as Siri. And then what has worked really well for our clients are Facebook ads. Now, you did kind of mention a little bit about social media. Have you opened up an account for your business with Facebook or no?
Nah, yeah, nothing yet. Like, maybe post on my personal page, but I haven't, like, made one dedicated to, like, just my business.
Got it. Okay, so we could still work with the actual personal page. We don't connect it where clients can see it. What we do is just set up ads. So the way that we do it is kind of the same concept with Google. We only put ads in front of people who are actively searching for your services. And it's direct target marketing. So we can target locations, age groups, as well as income levels also. And we've seen great returns when it comes to these, and everything is tracked as well on an app. So there is an app that tracks how many people have been looking for you, how many people have clicked for your business. It also tells you the location that these people have been searching for your business. So everything's tracked. And the good thing, too, it doesn't matter how many jobs you get. It doesn't matter how many calls you get. It's all included in the monthly service, which is a flat rate of $249 per month. There's no taxes or hidden fees on that. Now, you do have a one-time setup fee. That's for all of your programming of $99. So your initial investment is $348, and then after that, it's just $249 a month, okay?
Okay. So the first payment is going to be $348.
Correct. The first payment's $348, and then after that, it's just $249. And this is a month-to-month service. There is no contract. And you did mention to me also a website, so I'll also include a website in there for you for free, basically.
Yeah, because, like, I was like, I don't have a website or, like, anything. Like, I just go, like I'm just on, like a Finder app. You know, like, kind of like where they just, like, they get,
like
they
a directory?
Send me leads.
Oh, so like Home Advisor or Angie's?
Yeah, and, like, man, like, I mean, like, they kind of, like, say the same thing, too. Like, oh, they're going to, you know, pay so much per month. So, like, it's, like, per lead. And then, like, not every customer is like,
yeah.
I gotta like remind them and stuff, so. I mean,
I don't know.
Nice, so.
I don't know if you know, but Home Advisor, which is part of Angie's or Angie's owns them, they're currently getting sued right now for pretty much providing, from what you said, they're charging too much for leads that are not good. And because what they do is they get a job and then they give it to you, but then they also give it to your competitors. And obviously only one company can take the job, but they charge all of you for that lead. So, it's definitely, I mean, most of our clients that come from Angie's, most of them aren't very happy with the service. That's why they love our service, since we don't charge them for any of those leads. You know, our rate is just a flat monthly rate.
Okay, so how would I go about then, like, not having, like, a website or nothing then?
So that's the thing. We're actually going to build a website for you. So we're going to build a website for you. We're going to set up the Google business profile for you so people can find you on Google as well. So we're going to take care of everything for you. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't need to do anything. We're still going to keep in communication with each other. Google is going to mail you out a verification pin to verify that you're a legitimate business. The way that the timeline works as well, to kind of go over that with you. So from when you sign up, it takes about 3 days to set up a time to have one of our account managers call you. They go into more detail about your company, what keywords are searched the most in your area. They'll also ask you what colors you want your website to have. Then after that, it takes about 5 to 7 days. That's to get that dashboard set up where it tracks everything and get your website going for you as well. Now, for Facebook ads, it takes approximately 7 to 14 days to get those ads up and running. And for first page placement, you're looking at 30 to 45 days. That's that whole process where Google has to mail you out that verification pin, make sure that you are a legitimate company. But after that, we just maintain your first page placement. So that's pretty much how it works. I mean, you know, this would be a great opportunity for you, especially with the new and business credit that you are receiving, because you're fairly brand new on it. So, I mean, what do you think about everything? You want to give us a shot?
Yeah, so, I mean, I definitely want to do it. I just want to, like, make sure, because, like, I heard you say, like, legitimate company and everything. And, like, right now I'm just, like, an individual working, but, like, I'm in the process of getting my LLC. And, I mean, I have my universal certifications and stuff like that. Like, that's why I'm at college and everything. But, so, like, I'm just wondering, like, would that hinder me or in any way? Or, like, should I, like, take care of the, like, my LLCs and all that stuff first before I do all that? Or I'm just curious.
So, let me ask you a few questions. So, is your company insured?
Yeah, so that I haven't gotten insured or anything either.
Okay, so no credentials on that end.
It's just been, yeah, so like everything that I've done up until now, it's just like having to be perfect.
Now, you did mention school credentials, right? What, can you kind of tell me a little bit more about the school credentials?
Yeah, I have my EPA Universal Certification, so I'm certified on all types, 1, 2, 3, for refrigeration and any AC work.
Okay. Okay, give me a second. Okay. So my question as well is, when do you plan on getting these credentials that are needed?
Well, the LLC and everything, I was actually planning on getting that this week. I found some documents and everything on LegalZoom, and they're willing to help me out, like, with the process and get everything. It would take, I don't exactly remember exactly how many days it takes, but it takes like a couple business days, and then they send you all the paperwork and everything with the EIN and the LLC and all that.
Okay, okay. So that's actually not a problem. So here's the thing. We have worked with many companies that are not insured, that are not licensed. Now, our only requirement for these companies is that you are planning on actually getting those credentials down because mm-hmm. Google, you know, they do want to check everything, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes they let us get away with that. Sometimes they don't. But the main factor is that you're looking to, you know, get that LLC, get that insurance. Especially, you know, in the HVAC industry, that I'm sure it's important. So, since it is somewhat of a process for us to get everything going for you, working with that is not a problem. If you also need, some level of support when it comes to, if Google's asking for more stuff or anything along those lines, we're going to be here to help you with that. So that's not a problem because we do that all the time. It's not an issue on our end. When they mail you out what's needed, from Google, when they send that out to you, if we need to send out other information, we can do that. But the most important part is that you are looking to get it done. So we can always work with that. That's not a problem.
Because right now, as far as everything up to now, I haven't, luckily, like, knock on wood, I haven't had any, like, injuries or any accidents or anything, but like if there were to have been any, like, I would have had to cover it, like, personally. So that was like definitely my process, like get the LLC, then like get insurance, like get all that stuff taken care of for sure.
Yes, perfect. So you still make a perfect candidate for us, and we could definitely still help you out. This is the perfect time to do this also. So by the time the Google Business Profile is up and running for you, it's going to be about the same time that you have everything going for you also. I mean, with taking that in consideration, how do you feel about giving us a shot? You want to try it out, see how it works for you?
Yeah, I mean, I would probably just have to wait till Friday to pay, because I know you said it's like $3-something to start.
Yes, so it is $348. That's with the setup fee included in there.
Okay.
But, you know, I am hearing from you. I like you. I think you're a good guy, just from what I'm hearing, though. You know, I really don't know. I think that you would make a great fit for the company, and I'm sure when it comes to starting the business and everything, there's a lot of startups or a lot of costs involved in that. I can do for you is I can waive the setup fee and just keep you at the $249, the flat rate, and, you know, no taxes on that, no hidden fees, and still include the website for you at the $249. Does that seem like it's something that's a little bit easier for you?
Okay, hold on. Let me see.
Yeah.
Let's see. I have like $180 right now. Like, is there any way I could do that and then like pay the rest on Friday, or like is that okay?
I don't know. I don't think we can. Let me see. I don't know if that's possible. Because if anything, I mean, I'll just have to set up the callback for you on Friday. Let me see.
Yeah, because, like, yeah, like, if it was, like, 150, like, 180, I'd be like, heck yeah. Or, like, you know, 250 is not even that bad. I literally just waiting till Friday to get deposits and stuff. So, I mean, yeah, I could easily do it on Friday. No problem.
Yeah, that's probably what we're going to need to do. But let me just wait to see what my manager tells me.
Okay, no problem.
Let me put down the notes as well, since I'm removing that setup fee for you.
Yeah, and thank you, by the way.
Yeah. No worries. I understand when you start a business, how tough it could be. You know, my mom started her own business as well, and it took a little bit in the beginning. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry.
No, you're fine. No, I was just saying, like, I understand how hard it is to start a business, and I mean, if I can help you out, I mean, that's the best thing I would want to do.
Thanks.
Yes. So I asked him, and he's getting back to me. So right now I'm just writing notes, and then I'll see what he says to see if it's a possibility. So let me see, put down. All right. And then, yeah, us helping you with the website would help out tremendously also.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then also when you start seeing everything working for you, you know, we can start looking into other avenues to getting you more clients. There's things called, like, Google Ads. There's Google Guarantee. All these things are great for when you start having money flowing in. It brings you in a different type of client, too. So those are things that you can look into.
Okay.
All right,
hold on. Just give me 1 second.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Take your time. I'm waiting for him to respond to me anyways. Now, for your business, as well, the jobs that you have done, you do have invoices for them, or do you have business cards as well for your business yet?
Gabriela?
Yes, I'm here.
Sorry.
So, he's taking a little bit to get back to me. So, what I can do is I can set up a call back for Friday for you. So we can just, unless, if he gets back to me and he says it's possible, I mean, I'll call you before that. But, if
yeah,
not, I can call
back.
You on Friday. Giving you a call on Friday around this time, would that work for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And then let me ask you another question as well. Do you have business cards for your business yet?
Yeah, I got a set of 1,000 or something, probably like a half of it left.
Okay. Okay, that's good. And then,
I can always take more.
Well, the reason why I ask is because Google does also like to see these things, so I want to make sure that we can, because Google is going to, the thing with Google is it's somewhat of a process. So those are things that they somewhat look for. But you know what? My manager did get back to me. He says that we can do it as long as, obviously, we get the commitment from you to, if we do the 180 today, we get the commitment from you for do the remaining amount on Friday. So, but let me see how much it would be. So if we do the 249 minus 180. So the only thing, so if you do the 180 today, it would be just 69 on Friday.
Okay.
Is that something that you could commit to? Yeah, we can do that. I would just have to have him, you know, charge the card for me, because he's going to do his little thing that he does in the background, you know, managers. but yeah, it's possible to do it. So do you want to try it that way so we can secure the listing for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so let me first get your information to make sure everything's correct as well.
Okay.
Now, I have AJ, but I know that's not your first name. What's your first name?
Yeah, it's spelled Abimael.
Abimael?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Is this supposed to be said in Spanish? Because I think in Spanish it's Abimael, right?
Yeah, Abimael.
Yeah, it's because one of my childhood friends, her dad, that was his name. I haven't seen it in a long time.
Wow,
yeah,
cool.
Okay. Yeah. It's the only person other than you that I've known that has had that name. When I saw it right now, I'm like, that looks familiar.
That's crazy. What was your friend's name?
Her friend, my friend, her name was Yuritsi. Another unique name.
Oh, man.
I know.
That's crazy.
I know. And what is your last name?
Vargas, V-A-R-G-A-S, and then Junior, J-R.
All right. And then what is your email address?
It's ajympn@gmail.com.
Okay. Now, this phone number that we're speaking on, is this going to be the number that you want your client to call?
480-604-4358. Yeah, that's my cell number.
Perfect. Now, for the business name, I have AK Heating and Cooling. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what is your...
It might get changed to AK Enterprises just because we do heating and cooling and landscaping and like a couple other businesses all together. So just FYI.
Okay. That's good to know. If you need to change it, you know, just let us know. We'll go from there. Especially because right now you're going to be looking to get your license this week. So when you get your license, you're going to have to make that decision as well, right?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Now, for the address that Google sends out this verification pin, it does need to be a physical address, no PO box. Which address should we send it to?
I'll just use my regular address.
Okay, I am ready.
It's 6201 West Olive Avenue, apartment 3197, and that's in Glendale, Arizona, 85302.
Okay, so 6201 West Olive Avenue, 3197 in Glendale, Arizona, 85302?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. So I got that down. Now, anybody authorized in the account other than yourself?
No, just me.
Okay. And now for services that you offer. So this is going to be for, the services that you offer are going to be so the account manager can actually do the research to see which, keywords are being searched for the most in your area. So what are some of the basic services that you do offer?
Like thermostat replacements, coil cleanings, like vent, duct cleanings, like duct replacement, like, unit replacements, wind, AC window units, and then like I said, some landscaping, like, tree removals, like rock placement or, trenches, like any kind of like landscaping stuff. And then like any kind of HVAC stuff, I guess, like thermostat replacements, air filter replacements, sensors, all that stuff.
Okay. So let me, give me a second. Okay. So, let me repeat what I have so far. Let me know what I've missed.
Okay.
Okay, so I have HVAC on there, coil cleaning, thermostat replacement, duct replacement. I have AC window unit, landscaping, tree removal. I know you said a lot more. You just went a little fast.
Yeah. But that sounds like, that pretty much sounds like about it.
Okay. All right. Now, let me see here. Now, for when an account manager calls you, it is in an hour window.
Okay.
Also, the call can take anywhere between 45 minutes to an hour long.
Okay.
What does your availability look like?
Just call me like later on today, like at 5 or something. And then, is there any way I could, just give you the card number right now and then like get a call back later on? Cause I gotta go.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sorry, yes, give me the card number
no,
and
fine.
Then, for the time, we get out at 4 o'clock, so can we call?
4 o'clock's cool. 4 o'clock, like 3:30?
We can do between 3 to 4, does that work?
Okay, yeah,
okay.
That'd be, well, no, I'll be at a client's house, so just
how about tomorrow?
Just call me tomorrow. Yeah, that's
at
fine.
At what time?
Like around this time will be fine. I'll be at a different job, so.
Okay. We'll do tomorrow between 8 to 9 o'clock. And then what type of card is it going to be?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay. 5207100022896523.
Okay, and the expiration?
0828.
And then the security code?
743. Yeah.
Okay, and then for the name on the card, is it exactly the way that your name looks, or is there a initial?
Yeah, I'll be my Ed Vargas Jr., yeah.
Okay, and then the billing, is it the same as the apartment address?
Yes. 6201,
okay.
Yeah, West Olive, yeah.
All right, so we'll just do the 180 today, and then we'll charge the 69 on Friday, and then I'll set up a call back for a call for you tomorrow between 8 to 9 to do the account manager call, okay? And you'll be receiving text messages and emails. I'll send you my info to call me if you have any questions.
Okay, yeah, and then Friday I might need to do a different card, so just call me on Friday.
Okay. All right, before we charge you, we're going to call you anyways. So, all right, I'll call you on Friday
okay, no
and we'll
problem.
Go from there. Okay, sounds good.
All right, thank
we'll
you.
Talk then.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, bye.